Track 3.
Andrew.
I remember when I was little, when I was young, I particularly remember when I was about 5 or 6, that kind of period, going to the beach, and we'd stay in a cottage in the New Forest, and we'd pack all our things up and set off to the beach. And the excitement of that journey, of the preparation with the buckets and the spades and checking everybody was ready and getting in the car. But the thing I really remember is that as we would drive towards the coast, the trees, we were staying in a kind of forested area, and as we got towards the coast, the trees would thin out, and you'll get glimpses of the sea as you arrived. And when we first got off, the little glimpse of the water reflecting in the distance, we'd all open the windows and see if we could smell that particular smell of the beach. And so by the time we arrived at the beach, we're in such a high level of excitement, we'd all spin out and start digging sandcastles and stuff. But I just remember loving that the first glimpse, the first reflection of light on the horizon that the beach was nearby, and the first smell of the rotting seaweed was just something that's stayed with me forever, really.
Julia.
One of my earliest memories is the day that we went to wash my aunt's wool. She was getting married, and beforehand she had to do this preparing of the mattresses for her future wedding. So all the family got together. We went down to a small river nearby where we live, near the village, and it was all the family together, all the cousins, my grandparents, my mom, my sisters, my brothers, and it was such good fun to go down there and have a picnic. There weren't any cars at the time. We went down with horses, and looking back now at this occasion reminds me of how beautiful the village childhood was.
Ben.
Yes, I guess if I think about it, I do have a very early memory from my childhood. I was at school, I think I just started primary school, I must have been about 4 years old. And in my class, well, there were a lot of other kids, as you can imagine. But the thing I remember, which made me feel very unhappy at the time, was that I didn't have a partner. So there were the 28 other kids, 14 partners or whatever, and I didn't have one. And so I had to work and play with the teacher. So it was kind of embarrassing. Or I think it was kind of sad for a four-year-old boy. So one day, I remember the teacher said to me, "Your partner has arrived. There's a new boy who's come to school, and he's going to be your partner." And I remember the excitement, the expectation of seeing who this was going to be. I was thinking, I'm not going to be on my own anymore. Anyway, his name was Noah, and he became my partner when I was 4 years old. And the incredible thing is that nearly 40 years later, we're still really close friends. Isn't that incredible? So I guess that's, you know, a happy memory of meeting someone at the kind of very earliest time you could do.